How was your first meditation? If you're like many people, you probably had a difficult time settling down and keeping your thoughts from roaming. And you may have been distracted by sensations in various parts of your body. Maybe your body itched here and there, requiring you to scratch intermittently. As you develop the habit of meditating regularly, these urges will go away. Having practiced your first meditation, perhaps you have questions about certain feelings and experiences you encountered. Or possibly you had no particular experiences during the meditation. If so, just note for now the following information for future reference. During the meditative state, you may feel a sense of fullness, warmth, or even a sense of swelling of your hands or feet or head. Think of this as your body's adjusting from the tension built up during the day. Our physical and emotional energies will rebalance themselves as soon as we become calm enough for this to take place. The rebalancing of our energies is why meditation is so often re-energizing. You likely already know that tension causes your muscles and blood vessels to tighten and constrict. That tension is released through relaxation, allowing the blood and nerve impulses to flow unimpeded. You may experience this natural flow as fullness, expansion, or warmth, which again is simply the rebalancing of your energies. If you felt as if you were moving, be assured that for some individuals this is quite common. In fact, it is not at all unusual for the head to actually sway or move in a circular motion during meditation. But whether you move or not, the sensation may be present, as when you spend hours in a boat only to continue to feel the rocking motion later on land. You may feel as if your upper body is gently rocking back and forth, or swaying from side to side, or moving in a circular motion. A few meditators have had the sensation of an up or down movement. What's going on when this happens? During meditation, you may become aware of a special kind of energy moving through your body. The nature of this energy will be discussed later. Meanwhile, rest assured that the energy can stimulate various responses in your body, and though these may be unexpected and puzzling, they are perfectly natural. For example, it's not uncommon for meditators to become sexually aroused, or a buzzing impulse may run up the spine, or tingling may be felt in the hands. Such sensations are common, though not everyone experiences them. In fact, some individuals may feel no movement, but they experience the benefits of meditation nonetheless. Sometimes, meditators may see flashing colors and light, although many people see nothing. Others may see the faces of people, both familiar and unfamiliar, in their mind's eye. This visual effect, too, comes from relaxing that allows thoughts and visual images to flow freely. This is the reason you need to focus your attention during meditation. Pinpointing your attention is a cornerstone of meditation, and the meaning of the statement you dwell on helps keep the mind directed in a purposeful way. Edgar Cayce called this single focus or statement your affirmation, like the one we used earlier, I am at peace. It affirms an idea, an ideal, or a purpose you want to adopt, perhaps as a day-to-day attitude. Examples of some helpful affirmations are listed at the start of the meditation workbook. Many of these are paraphrases of biblical passages and convey traditional Judeo-Christian beliefs. If one jumps out at you, then that one would be a good choice, at least to start with. If not, feel free to find one or make one up that does touch you in some way. Since you'll be spending a lot of your meditation time with an affirmation, it is worthwhile to select one that really speaks to you. Now let's consider some ways meditation can transform your life. How can 15 or 20 minutes a day in quiet meditation benefit you? What can you expect to gain from the practice of meditation? What kind of benefits can you expect to reap? Studies have shown that during meditation you are calmer, your heart and breathing are slower, and your anxiety level is minimal. Not only are you less anxious while meditating, this calmness will begin to carry over into your everyday life. Your mind becomes keener, as if it holds a higher energy charge than before you started meditating, and now doesn't drain as readily. Thus, at the end of the day, you do not feel mentally exhausted. Various studies have revealed that meditators reach decisions with less difficulty, and children who practice meditation even experience an improvement in their school grades. The practice of meditation has a favorable influence in many areas of your life. Business executives report an increase in their productivity because of a heightened ability to organize their thoughts. Even your relationships, whether with your spouse or others, may well improve as your reduced mental and emotional stress allows you more mental acuteness without having to filter everything through your former tensions. There are other less obvious rewards. The realization, for instance, that there is more to life than you observe in your everyday world around you. Despite all our advances in knowledge, you sense, probably, that existence extends into an immense realm of meaning and purpose beyond your immediate perception and understanding. You begin to grasp that your own existence is extremely meaningful, and that you are far greater than a being whose existence ends at death. Among other things, meditation carries an implicit acknowledgement that you are part of a greater design and that you are opening yourself to its influence. This influence reveals itself in subtle ways. You may find your attitude is freer, that is, less automatic. You will find you're more tolerant and understanding of others, more expansive in your outlook, perhaps more forgiving. You may already hold such beliefs in a greater reality. In meditation, however, you will have an even stronger intuitive awareness of your greater reality, that you are something greater than a mere occupant of the physical world. And further, beyond the relaxation and inner calm, you are likely to come to feel a special unity with others, and eventually a realization of the oneness of all humanity. The particulars of this awareness may bear on your religious orientation, which will draw you closer to your perception of God. Your experiences and impressions may not be as explicit as just described, especially during meditation itself. But pronounced feelings and impressions are less important than the knowledge that you are removing the clutter that keeps you from knowing what some have called your higher self. In turn, you are able to open to those innate traits that allow you to be a more balanced person, to cultivate peace of mind, to be more loving. You will quicken your creative nature, and your mind will become more inventive and resourceful. The essence of your meditative state works to align your higher self with the life-giving energies of creation. The result is that the best within you surfaces, which expresses your uniqueness. There is no individual in the universe, past or present, who is exactly alike. Meanwhile, as this course proceeds, begin each session with the expectation of positive results, but without stipulating how you want these results to come about. By specifying the how of the results, you can block the best that may come. Besides, your conscious mind really doesn't know what is best. Leave the results to your higher self. Remember, in time, the clarity and creativity you gain from meditation will allow you to see yourself, the people around you, and the world with greater calm and understanding, which is born of greater patience. As this becomes the case, you will also see yourself somewhat differently. At the same time, give some thought to the improvements you want to see in your life. Make a careful self-appraisal and decide which characteristics and qualities you either want to change or cultivate in yourself. You might want to turn off the tape for a few minutes and actually write down some of those intentions. The Casey readings went so far as to say that the most important step we can make in life is to choose our ideals. He also recommended writing them down with a pencil, so we could revise them as our lives progressed. When you're ready to resume, turn on the tape again and this session will continue. So far, you have a foundation for meditation. You have a general idea of the kinds of experiences that may occur and some of the benefits. You are now ready to move ahead. What we will learn next is how to meditate with greater depth. We will be discussing how the body is involved in meditation and how to make this involvement work to your advantage. We'll also explore use of an affirmation to better understand why it is necessary as well as how it works. Once you understand how to use the body and mind properly during meditation, you will then move on to advanced techniques, including exploring some methods for going deeper into the meditative state. You will work with healing prayer as well, as a way to help yourself, your loved ones, and others. You will use meditation to make sound, practical decisions in your life. You will also be introduced to ideas from the Edgar Casey information which make this method of meditating unique because of the emphasis on oneness of body, mind, and soul.